Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
All right, Rob, I talked about it. One player who won't be at your camp, he's already started his broadcasting career, and that is our man, Draymond Green.
He needs to be at the camp to get some help, all right?
Nah, he's doing just fine, actually.
He needs some help. He needs some tips.
I think he's going to be all right. But anyway, he spoke at the press conference yesterday, of course, as they're doing every day. And he talked about, you know, let me give you context. And Rob G, help me out if I'm wrong on this. But obviously Draymond was in his bag in game two, you know, irritating the Celtics. He even got under the skin of Ime Udoka and helped force him to get a technical, who's usually calm and collected. But Cornbread Maxwell, Cedric Cornbread Maxwell, former Celtics
player.
Love
that nickname, Cornbread.
MVP. Of the 1980 finals, which was Larry Bird's first final, or 1981 finals, Larry Bird's first championship. He said if Draymond did that stuff in the 90s, he would have got punched in the face. Is that the exact quote, Raji? But he knocked out or something to that effect. All right. And Draymond heard about it and addressed it. Today, here he is.
There were a few guys back then that would lay you out, that would knock you out, that would foul you and get thrown out the game. Bill Laimbeer, Rick Mahorn. But everybody running around acting like they were that. Y'all were getting bullied. And so it baffles me when every guy, just because they played in the 80s, just because they played in the 90s, is like, man, if you played in our day, you get knocked out. Like, no, not really, because it wouldn't be you. So, okay, you saying Rick Mahorn would have knocked me out. Rick Mahorn probably knocks you out. Like, Bill Laimbeer probably lays you out. So were there enforcers of that time? Of course. Would they have knocked you out? Of course. Their fine was also $2. Like, you know, it's just not the same day and age. If I go knock somebody out, I probably get fined $1 million.
Well, all right. He said a mouthful there, Rob. And first, I'll just start here. There were far more players than Bill Laimbeer and Rick Mahorn laying people out. It was part of the game. There was Charles Oakley. There was Xavier McDaniel. Heck, the Knicks, half of their roster was like that.
The Davis Anthony brothers Mason. In Indiana.
Yes, I mean,
I know they weren't brothers, but we called them that.
Right, right. Antonio and Dale Davis. And the thing was, one thing Draymond said that was wrong was there are a few guys, you know, knocking guys out and getting ejected. The point is, Draymond, they weren't getting ejected.
It was a different league. It didn't happen.
Right. We're not saying these guys are soft. What we're saying is the league was so physical that you were able to get away with far more than you can right now. Remember when Magic Johnson in the 1988 finals like nailed Isaiah Thomas with an elbow?
Yes.
And Isaiah was like his best friend. And you know what? It would have been a flagrant 2. He would have been ejected immediately. It was a common foul. That's it. No review, no ejection, no long delay. Get on the foul line or take the ball out of bounds, whatever they ended up doing after that play. When Robert Parrish went and just punched Bill Laimbeer behind
the head. A sucker punch, Chris.
He
didn't know it was
absolutely.
Coming.
Absolutely. Or Kevin McHale clothesline Kurt Rambis.
Right.
They played on. So what we're saying, Draymond, we're not saying I think guys today would have adapted to that type of game. But what we are saying is the game itself was more physical. It's like the NFL. I'm not criticizing today's receivers and quarterbacks when we say you can't touch them today compared to what you used to do in the 80s. Compared to what Terry Bradshaw went through in the 70s, Roger Staubach, Joe Montana in the 80s, you could get crushed as a quarterback. You could get crushed as a receiver. The fact that you can't today helps your numbers. It's just saying the game was different. That's it.
There's no doubt about it. And you can't deny it because of the examples we've given. Go watch Joe Montana getting mangled, Chris, and beat up and brutalized by Lawrence Taylor and the Giants. Go watch.
Right.
It happened. It was a totally different league. And in the NBA, they did play on. It was like, okay. It wasn't like it. You can't touch anybody now, Chris.
Right.
Any little thing that even looks like, oh, well, wait a minute. You got to get kicked out the game.
Right.
And anything that's even remotely questionable now, they just stop.
Because honestly, Rob, the stuff that Draymond was doing, and he was, you know, that was nothing. That was basketball in the 80s and 90s. That's what it was. The stuff he was doing in game two, that some people thought he should have been ejected for. So what I want to get into, though, Rob, because Draymond went on and he talked about how, well, you can say back then, oh, the guys were so tough and, you know, they were clocking each other and it was more physical. And we could say today, well, you got to be more skilled to play today. And that seems to be the argument, Rob. And J.J. Redick got into it a little bit with Stephen A. Smith today on First Take. And he talked about how you guys always touting the 80s and 90s is disrespectful to us today. We're tired of it, that type of stuff. And they went at it. And, Rob, I think what people have to understand, because the game is more of a finesse game today. And I'm going to keep it real, Rob. Look, the 80s was great, right? Even with the physical play, the 80s were great. And the 80s was very high scoring. The 90s, I do think the players were obviously great, but the game did get bogged down into too much brutalization. Rob, I covered the Cleveland Cavaliers when Mike Fratello was the coach. I covered several games that were in the 60s and many more that were in the 70s. That was commonplace.
We talked about it. Remember, I gave you that number with the Pistons. They had 11 games, Chris, in one season where they held the opponents under 70 points, including like six or seven games in a row.
It was interesting because Pat Riley, who a lot of younger people know him from his days with the Knicks and the Heat, Rob, and they think of him as this hard-nosed coach who, you know, espoused physical, brutal basketball. Well, he was also the coach of Showtime, where it was finesse. Now, they obviously had to be tough to play in that era, but they were a finesse team. Boston actually tried to bully them in the finals.
Right. I give Pat Riley a lot of credit, Chris, because he came from L.A. He came to the Knicks. Some coaches try to fit people into their coaching style.
Mike D'Antoni.
And he looked at the roster and like, I can't play. There's no finesse players.
There's no Showtime here in New York.
You know. Right. So he was like, no, we're going to have to change this. And he completely changed the style that he coached in with the Knicks. And they didn't win a championship, but he got them to a championship, Chris. You know?
Right.
He
did. Got them to the finals. And so... They were an elite team. They were one of the tops in the league, and they just couldn't get past Jordan. But Draymond brings up, I just think, Rob, the game is more finesse. My point I was trying to make, I don't want to go back to the mid-90s where they were clobbering each other and the finals had a brawl in it with the Knicks.
But let me say this to JJ Redick. There's context to everything. When you talk about the 80s and 90s, I don't understand. What are you disrespectful? Should we not mention Thomas Jefferson or George Washington in this country, Chris? Because I don't know. Who cares about that? We don't know. That's a part of the history. When you talk about the NBA and where the game has evolved and the changes being made, you do look at eras. You do look at it. We're talking about it with baseball. There was a time when the mound was high and the pitchers dominated. Sandy Koufax, right? Bob Gibson. And then there was a dead ball era, and there was a segregation era when Babe Ruth played and there were no black or Latin players. No, we do talk about the other eras of the game. That's how we get a feel. And when we're able to talk about the game with context, come on, man.
That brings great context. And it makes everything better. That's a great point, Rob. And I think that it is not dissing today's players to talk about the game was more physical back then. And I don't think it's disrespectful to the players of yesterday year to say the shooting is a much more important part of the game, at least shooting with range, and shooting the three-pointer is much more important part of the game today than it was back then. And so I just think that players shouldn't be, in this case, so sensitive, Rob. No one's disrespecting them. I do think there's a happy medium that the NBA hasn't reached yet. Right. Because I think it's there. Some stuff that goes on should be allowed. Every little bit of hardcore contact isn't a flagrant foul. And that's where I think the NBA has to reach that happy medium between the two. So, that's where I think it is, Rob.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. Game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rob G, tell us what Jason Tate or what T-Mac said about
sure.
Jason
T-Mac
Tatum.
Sure, T-Mac was interviewed by NBC Sports Washington, their website over there, and he was asked about Jason Tatum's long-term potential. Here's what he said. I think he can be really good. We're talking KD status. I think this kid has the potential to be that good. He's already showing glimpses of that in his young NBA career. I think he has the ability to win multiple championships, be an MVP of the NBA. He definitely has that ability.
That's a mouthful. Some of what he said isn't far-fetched. Can he win multiple rings? I mean, Rob, we did that for Trolling or Rolling yesterday. As I think about it, I roll with it, but I think it's more of a troll. Two championships is a lot. And, I mean, he may get it. It's just hard to say.
We talk about it all the time. It's hard to win, Chris.
Are
you kidding?
It's hard to win, man. I mean, if
LeBron's played 20 years, he's got four.
And to that point, Rob, if you had told me in 2004 or 2007 that LeBron is, when he first went to the finals, remember, that LeBron James is going to play 20 years or let's say 19 years and have four championships, I would have been like, no way. He's getting more than that. But he only has four, as great as he is. It's hard to – Shaq, Rob, has four. Shaq!
This is what I'm saying.
Olajuwon's got two.
Everybody's acting like, oh, yeah, you're going to pile them up. It's not that easy. That's why when you look at Michael and you look at Tim Duncan and guys like that and you look at those numbers, you know, they're impressive. But most guys only get Chris. You might get one or two if you're lucky. And you just said it, LeBron, we're going year 20.
Right. Well, and also, Rob, with the Lakers repeated in 1987-88. Before that, Rob, it had been 20 years since the team repeated. 20 years. No repeat champ. Now, you had a lot of teams that returned, but they didn't repeat as champions. And it is difficult. I mean, who thought Giannis wouldn't be in the finals this year? Very few people. And so it's going to be tough. I do think he could be an MVP one day. I definitely think that. I think Jason Tatum is phenomenal.
And we're not knocking his career, Chris, and you're right. Like, he's a tremendous player. But to say, like, automatically because he's in the finals this year, like, he hadn't even won anything yet. Like,
yeah, and look, I mean, he's off to a great start. He's played in, four conference finals, and now he's in the NBA finals. What I love, he's got handle. He can shoot the three. He can shoot the mid-range. He can finish at the rim. He hasn't played well inside the arc so far in this finals, but he's got those abilities. I would like to see him add a post game for series like this, when he's struggling in other areas, you can go to that post game. But look, he's not the only one. Most players, a lot of them don't even work on their post game with their trainers anymore. But I would like to see him add that. And Rob, look, he did outplay Kevin Durant in the first round of the playoffs. But here's what I'll say. The thing that is the most shocking, and at this point I would say I don't think he can get there, is that he could be as good as Kevin Durant. Now, there's a point, Rob, when you achieve and accomplish so much that people have to give it to you and say you're better than – I mean, there's a long – many years, Rob, I wouldn't have said Tom Brady was better than Aaron Rodgers, even though he had more Super Bowls. But it got to be you're winning so many that you just got to give it to him, or Peyton Manning for that matter, you know. If Tatum does go on a stretch and just wins a ton of titles, Rob, then you got to rethink it.
Right.
But the thing about KD, and look, I think he handles it better than KD, better ball handler. I wouldn't say at this point a better passer or decision maker, can be a better defender perhaps. But the thing that KD has that will always have him kind of in rarefied air, Rob.
I love that
he's
term.
He's 7 feet tall.
Yep.
He's a unicorn. He called Kristaps Porzingis a unicorn. Talk about something that didn't age well. But he himself is a unicorn. Like, people would talk, Rob, about Dirk Nowitzki, the best shooting big man ever. That's over. Kevin Durant is the best shooting big man ever. He's a 7-footer with perimeter, legitimate guard skills. And he can go off the dribble. He can finish, obviously, at the rim. He can shoot the mid-range. He can post you. He can shoot the three. And who knows? I mean, look, the way the game is today, we will start to see more players like KD. But he was the, if not the first, if you want to say Dirk, which I would say Dirk, Durant took Dirk to another level.
Right.
And so that's the thing. Like, Jason Tatum is great, Rob. And I don't want to belittle it by saying there's a lot of 6'8 guys like that. But he's not going to be as unique as Kevin Durant.
And that's exactly it. It's just that. Is that we hadn't seen anybody do that, what Durant was doing, handling the ball, being almost 7 foot tall.
Right.
And being able to shoot from anywhere, Chris, right? I mean, there's a lot of stuff, and I think that separates him. That's why he's unique. That's why people regard him as one of the all-time great players. And it's not a slight at all to Jason Tatum. Chris is right. There are a lot of players who are his size who have been able to do what he does. He just does. He's another great one who can do it. But yeah, in basketball, if you're that size, Chris, that's a basketball player build right there. And right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You think of the guys that we all remember, Rob. They were unique. Russell and Chamberlain, when they came along. athletic seven-footers. They weren't George Mikan. All right, they weren't just – and I'm not dissing George Mikan.
They weren't pedestrian, right.
But, right, they were athletic seven-footers. Dr. J, I mean, he brought street ball to, you know, professional basketball. Magic and Bird, guys their size with their passing ability and playmaking ability. Michael Jordan, his combination of fundamental skills and athleticism, and he just dominated so much. And then you go LeBron. LeBron, Rob, is the size of Karl Malone.
Right.
And look at what he's doing on the perimeter. And then you go to a Steph who's, you know, shot with this range we hadn't seen before. Like, those are the types of guys, Shaq, that we all really are like, wow. That's what we remember because they were so unique. And you put Durant, and whether you put him on that group or not, certainly you put him in the group with Steph, his uniqueness just makes him stand out. And that's the thing. I mean, again, if Tatum just goes off, Rob, and wins a ton of championships.
Then you reevaluate Then you reevaluate it and you change his position. But to think automatically like he's going to get there and displace Kevin Durant, I'm with you. I'm not just not there. I can't see it yet. And we both could be wrong.
I love Tatum, but will he ever be in that, like, the top two discussion of best player in the world? Because you Giannis is only like 3 years older than him.
Giannis ain't going nowhere.
Luka is better. Not at this point, Ja, but maybe Ja will become better. He's got guys that he has to climb. That's the question. Durant, whether you think he was the best player in the world at one point or not, he was right there. It was him or LeBron. He was top two. And will Jason Tatum get to that point? And I didn't even mention Joel Embiid, Nikola Jokic, guys like that. So maybe he will, but I don't know that you can come out and say it right now. And Rob, we talked last week. Bradley Beal said he could be the face of the league. So he's getting love, and I love his game.
He should get love. He's in the finals, and I get it. And he went through a difficult road. They beat the Nets.
Right, it's been a while since somebody had road that hard.
Right, they beat the number one seed Miami. They might not have all the star power or the names like that, but they still were the number one seed in the East. So when you look at the road that he went through, he should get love. People should sing his praises. People should expect big things out of him. But he doesn't go to the head of the class, okay? Right. It just doesn't go like that.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, You can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
We got an NFL story involving Jack Del Rio, coach with the Washington football team. Rob G.
You mean the Washington Commanders, right.
Right. I've been saying that for a couple years now. I'm so used to it. But with the Washington Commanders, Rob G., we got sound. He tweeted out basically complaining about all the go ahead and read the tweet, Rob G.
So Monday night he tweeted in response to a post about the upcoming hearings on the January 6th insurrection. Here's what he said. Would love to understand, quote, the whole story about why the summer of riots, looting, burning, and the destruction of personal property is never discussed, but this is hashtag common sense. So obviously he was asked about it earlier on Wednesday by the media. Here's what his response.
Let's get right down to it. What did I ask? A simple question, because it's kind of hard for me to say. I can realistically look at it. I see the images on TV. People's livelihoods are being destroyed. Businesses are being burned down. No problem. And then we have a dust-up at the Capitol. Well, there's nothing burned down. And we're not going to talk about it. We're going to make that a major deal.
I got to say this. Well
please,
first, I guess he did come. Well, he did come out and apologize, Rob. So let's get to that part, and then we'll say something.
Yeah, he apologized in a post on Twitter late on Wednesday evening. Said, I made comments earlier today in reference to the attack that took place on the United States Capitol on January 6, 2021. Referencing that situation as a dust-up was irresponsible and negligent, and I am sorry. And he goes on further, but that's what he said.
All right, here's my thing, Rob. And look, if he wants to talk about personal property being destroyed and all that, I mean, okay, fine, that's legitimate. But to call January 6th a dust up, that is an attack on the United States of America
and our democracy, Chris.
Right, it's the Capitol. And as bad as it is that personal businesses have been destroyed and things like that, that's not the U.S. government. And that's the thing, Rob. I don't know what people aren't getting, those that think like Del Rio. A dust up? And I'm going to say this,
Chris,
Rob.
Do you remember the senators under the desk and under their chairs? And
they didn't know at the time that nobody was going to get shot.
Right. Had no idea.
And I'm going to say this, Rob. If that had been black people rolling up into a government building, bum rushing it like that, climbing up the sides, going through windows, it would have been a bloodbath. I'm convinced it would have been a bloodbath.
I don't doubt it. No, I don't doubt it either, because they would have been mowed down before they even got close.
It would have been viewed as it's an attack on the country. And that's what it was. And I'm glad people weren't shot, but I want justice to be served.
Right.
And that's my issue. Like, look, he brings up a point about the, you know, riots or marches that may have that went awry and things were burned, and that's fair. But my point is to call those are separate discussions.
Right.
To say this is a dust up, Chris, that just come on, man. That's ridiculous.
And you see how glib he was and how he had his chest stuck out? You could just hear it in the conversation.
Yep.
But then, of course, he came back because he realized, I need to keep my gig, and they told me you better apologize. And why would you downplay such a thing when our democracy was on? Chris, we've had presidents win and exchange of power with no incidents in this country. Am I right? Over and over. The other side loses and people go, okay, we're giving up the White House. Here's the new president coming in and whatever, whatever. And then all of a sudden, a certain president loses and now you want to storm the Capitol. And you want to break down the democracy. And then Jack Del Rio is going to make it as if it's a no big deal and a joke. I mean, how embarrassing is that? I'm telling you, if I'm the Washington Commanders, I would let him go. I would fire him. Because, Chris, you represent the Washington Commanders. It ain't just you and what you can say whatever you want. I mean, it's an embarrassing thing.
I don't know
thing.
If he has to be fired.
I'm just saying.
Ridiculous statement. People going to have differences of opinion. And that's one of the problems in this country right now. A husband and wife have differences of opinion. People are going to have differences of opinion, and we have to understand we're a pluralistic country. And people are going to disagree about religion. They're going to disagree about sexuality. They're going to disagree about all sorts of things, politics, on and on. And we're trying to make everybody agree on every little thing. That ain't going to happen. And so he can say what he wants. I don't believe his apology, but he's been forced to apologize. If it's not a problem in the locker room, which players are saying it's not, then fine. If they want to fire him, fine. I'm just saying I don't think you can fire everybody for having a difference of opinion.
You don't have to
is this is an idiotic statement to call it a dust-up.
And I'm not
saying that it's a fireable offense.
Not saying that, but you do represent people who you work for. That's all I'm saying. And you could look at it in that standpoint. That's all. I'm not as a private citizen, he has a right to say whatever he wants. But when he does make those statements, he does represent an organization. And there
even
are people,
among leaders, though, you're going to have differences of opinion.
I get that. But you also, when you're out there and you represent other people, it happens every day where people say, no, you can't represent my company. That's not what we're about.
But sometimes they were fired don't mean they should be.
Because the
public sentiment is going. And again, in this case, he's flat out wrong. I don't want to come off like I'm defending him.
No,
I'm just
I don't
believe every person that represents a company, this aside from him and aside from this statement, every person that represents a company, I don't think you have to be politically correct.
It's not about
you
being politically correct.
Beliefs, you could have your represent a freaking
yes,
company when, or
no.
not.
See, I disagree from the standpoint.
Disagree
of,
all you want.
I
but
can.
Whether you are an individual, you can have your beliefs.
No, you can have your beliefs, but not when you represent. Chris, he didn't do that at home.
Wrong. You,
he
I
talked
disagree.
To the reporters on that with that Washington.
I ain't talking about him anymore. I'm talking.
I'm
him.
Just
he
saying in his situation.
I don't even want to come off like I'm defending him, calling that a dust up. I'm just saying people are going to have different beliefs. And even publicly,
you can
they
have
get
your beliefs.
Different, but then they get fired for having them. Don't tell
you
me
can
you can have
your
them
beliefs.
If you're gonna get fired for having them.
No, but you can have your
That's
beliefs.
That's what happened to Colin Kaepernick.
But you know
he should
no.
be able to have his belief.
You can have
and
your beliefs.
And he should have been able to stay employed in the NFL because he had
break,
a different belief.
Yeah, at 100%. But there are other situations where people don't represent companies, and
he
they don't want that attached to them. What
so
company?
Is that fair?
He wasn't what you
then
call
don't,
it.
Don't tell me you think Kaepernick was done wrong then. He represents the San Francisco 49ers,
Chris,
and he represented the NFL. And some people didn't like him not being politically correct, so he got fired.
That's not politically correct that he had a peaceful protest. How is that politically correct? What is politically incorrect?
I'm saying that's
what was politically incorrect.
Will you listen? Will you listen? I said people didn't like the fact that he was not politically correct. He was politically incorrect in kneeling against the national anthem and speaking out, or during the national anthem and speaking out against police brutality. And because the people in power didn't like his viewpoint, they fired him. So if you think everybody that represents an organization,
I didn't say everybody, but I just said that
you're talking out of both sides of your mouth.
No, I'm not. There were situations. If I had a guy who was hold on, listen to me. If you represented my company and you went out there and you said stuff that I don't believe in, and I don't want people to be attached to that with my company, I could have a right to say I don't want you to be a part of my company, and you won't represent my company. I do have that right.
So then
Colin
NFL
Kaepernick
owners,
didn't break any laws. NFL owners as a whole.
Del Rio.
NFL. So why did
he didn't break a law?
Why did Donald Sterling get forced to sell his team,
don't
Chris?
Run from this.
No, I'm
don't
asking you.
This.
Why
you
did Donald
saying,
Sterling
no,
ask me
run.
That?
I'm gonna address.
Answer
what you
my
just,
question.
No, I'm not answering your question.
Yeah, because you don't have an answer.
Rob, it's irrelevant to the discussion we're
having. Donald Sterling didn't break any laws, and he was forced to sell his team because he didn't represent the NBA, and they're not going to have it.
You
know I'm right.
You can yell all you want to try to save face.
I'm not saving face.
You're not talking. Go ahead. When you're done, I'll speak.
Go ahead. Answer the Donald Sterling question because you can't answer it.
Here's what I'm going to answer. You said, If I run a company and someone who represents my company does something or makes a statement that I don't agree with and I don't want associated with my company, then I can fire them. Colin Kaepernick made a statement that the owners of the NFL did not agree with, and they fired him. I'm saying they're wrong. You're saying they were right. That's all I'm saying. You're talking out of both sides
now
of your mouth.
Answer my question about Donald. Answer my question about Donald Sterling.
I'm not going out on no tangent like
answer
you said.
Answer my question.
I'm not.
What happened to Donald Sterling?
I'm
asking you
because
you have no answer. I didn't get caught.
877.
You don't have no answer. And everybody listening knows Chris Broussard is talking out of both sides of his mouth because I don't remember you coming to bat for Donald Sterling. I don't remember that take, Chris. Let's play the tape. You should have been standing up and furious that Donald Sterling was forced to sell his team. I didn't hear a peep from you. So you're the one talking out of both sides of your mouth, trying to be self-righteous.
You're crazy. You can yell
Where's
all you
your
want.
Donald Sterling take?
You can
Chris
yell.
Chris was like, oh, the commissioner, LeBron, and the players did right. He can't say that stuff. Where is your take, Chris?
Rob.
I'll scour the tapes.
Stop being childish. All right? You're mimicking voices, going off on tangents. You said if you own a team and someone makes a statement you don't like, you can fire them. That represents the organization. I said, well, I disagree. Colin Kaepernick made a statement that the ownership of the NFL didn't agree with, and they fired him, and that was wrong. And you said it was wrong. And now you're saying, nah, but you can do that. So this is on you. Don't try to turn this on me.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.